Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Daniel Knowles, your host for Sherman Connect, the Monday night before Sherman College Lyceum, Constructing the Future, which we are so excited about. And we want to start out this call by thanking everybody involved with Sherman College, the faculty, the administration, the leadership team, as well as most importantly, the students, and most importantly, also everybody who put together Sherman Lyceum coming up in just a few short days. I am looking forward to being there as well as speaking, and I know also our guest tonight is also looking forward to being there as well as speaking. So in introducing tonight's guest, he almost needs no introduction in chiropractic. Dr. Fred Schofield from South Africa, hailing from South Africa, has uniqueness and excitement, intensity, and he's truly someone who's just contagious to be around. I mean that in a non-germ related way, but contagious energy to be around. He's one of a kind. He's a player. He's a coach. He works in his office. He coaches chiropractors one-on-one. He's been teaching for 35 years, and he really empowers. He really, has a mission to empower as many chiropractors as possible. So welcome to Sherman Connect, Dr. Fred. Hello, Fred. Are you there? I lost you.
Yes, I can
hear you.
Are
you there, Dr. Fred?
Yes,
I hear you now. Oh, I hear you now. Go ahead. So welcome to the call.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to
be on
Sherman Connect.
To have you. It's a pleasure to have you. So you're headed to Spartanburg soon.
Say that again.
You're headed to Sherman pretty soon, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes,
I'm going to homecoming
to see
like you are.
Yep, yep. And what is something that you since I frequently see you at Lyceum, I'm almost every year. Something that excites you about Lyceum?
Well, it's, you've got to give back to where you got your inspiration. In a chiropractor, they go in their hole and they don't hang out. You teach all over the world. I teach all over the world. Why do we do that? Well, because probably we were blessed in some way at a deep level. Not just, I made some money. Those guys, they don't give back. And if they do give back, it's just, hey, what's in it for me? And the whole universe, I mean, think of it. I'm from a little town called Constantia Valley. It's a little wine town in South Africa. I mean, I was the last guy who would be leaving that town to go to America. And the difference, Dr. Danny, is that I had to travel across the world to become a chiropractor. Some of them, they just, I grew up in South Carolina. I go, South Carolina, Spartanburg. Yeah, I grew up there. My goodness. And they don't value chiropractic. I'm not saying everybody, but I'm telling you, most people don't value it. And it's the greatest profession in the world. If you can find me any profession that has a philosophy, a science, and an art, in any field, you let me know where it is.
Well, I agree with you. I am all in on chiropractic and have been for, 20-plus years, not quite as long as you, but I'm catching up. I'm doing my best to catch up. And tonight you said that we were going to talk about, for our call, that we were going to be talking about, I have that right here. Where'd it go? What were we going to be talking about tonight, Fred?
I'm going to talk about how to bloody grow your practice.
Well, there we go. So how do you bloody grow your practice?
Yeah, you get excited about the greatest tool on the planet, chiropractic. Most underserved, most ridiculed, most condemned profession on the planet. We actually had to sue the AMA, our own government. And we won. I tell that story every time I speak. We had to sue them. And I was at school when it was a give or take. And we weren't sure we were going to get a license or anything.
Yep.
It was illegal to go back to South Africa when I graduated. It was illegal. And people are so blessed today. I mean, all they got to do is intention. You know, thoughts plus a feeling plus an image of what you want gets you what you want every time. When you don't get what you want, you're focusing on what you don't want. When the doctor has the image, when the doctor has the image of what he wants that patient, do you want that patient to have a philosophy? We do in our clinic. See? We're old school. We're old school. It's not for everybody the way I teach. Why? Because you got to go to work. Why? Because it's the greatest profession. To go to work is one of the greatest, to have something to wake up for. That's why we go back to Sherman. Dr. Cordero and I go way back. I mean 15 years, 20 years back. Yeah. And Dr. Cordero is one of the few presidents. And he's the only one that I know that built a massive practice. And that in itself has huge credo, as far as I'm concerned, because there's so little of that today. Oh, I want to be a Facebook marketer. Well, I don't want to be, Dr. Daniel. I do not want to be. I want to be a chiropractor. And there's so few of us around. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. And I always say this. I always say this. If you've got the most powerful healing art on the planet in your fingertips, literally in your fingertips and in your hands, and you're not hitting the level of impact that you want to make, or you vision yourself making, the only place to look is in the mirror. Right?
And I'm going to say it's a little deeper than the fingertips.
Yeah?
Because there's this innate, you see. See, everybody's screaming too. Well, how do I get in touch with innate? Let me just tell you. We gave a training in Chicago this weekend, and we had a doctor who just texted me 5 minutes before I got online. And we do a little thing, like think of a patient who hasn't been in for a while. Just the first name that comes to you. Think of that patient who hasn't been in.
Right.
This is the funny thing. Listen to this. This is mind-boggling. But to us, it's normal. That patient's going to be in tomorrow or Wednesday, whenever you practice.
Now, happens all the time.
Listen to this. He's on the plane from Chicago to Fargo, North Dakota, and that patient is on the plane with him. And we call that thought-driven physiology. When your thoughts are in alignment with your physiology, you have a made-up mind. A made-up mind is the most important thing that you can do as a practitioner. Say, okay. I'm going to have a practice. There's some students listening. I'm going to have a practice. How big? Oh, I just want to see a few patients. Well, I don't. they gave me a hard time when I was at school, and that was 1978, because I worked out if I want to see 100 patients a month, I'm just doing math now, 100 patients a month times 12 is 1,200, times 40 here is 48,000 patients. My teacher served 300 150,000 patients. My goodness. Oh, I'm not sure if this thing works. Oh, you don't have to be, because it does work. Why? Because there is an innate spirit. There's divine order on the inside. And when it is directed, see, then you get away from being a victim. Ah, I probably chose the wrong town. Yeah, probably you did. And I hear excuses. Man, I tell the students, you know, Danny, they're still at school. They don't have the stress of practice. Like, we actually have to make a profit this month. They don't have to. And they got all the opportunities. Homecoming.
Yep.
They got all the faculty. I mean, Sherman College, Chris Kent. What's Dr. Aaron's last name?
Dr. Ron Castellucci's there, Dr. Aaron, Dr. Brian Dooley, Dr. Aaron who? Which Aaron are you talking about?
It'll come to me. His kids they were at school. His kids were at school with my kids. Unbelievable. They got all the faculty. They got YouTube. They got the friggin' internet. And then they don't study the tech. They should come out of that place just ready to go to work. Ready to tell the story, which still is the most important way to introduce yourself to a patient. Let me tell you my story. My dad was a medical doctor. You can Google it online, Bertolotti syndrome. I have one of those. So when my father said, it's all in your head, well, it just wasn't telling the truth, because it's not. Bertolotti syndrome. That's a lifetime care patient there, right there. If I get adjusted every week, I feel fabulous. If I don't, it starts to lock up on me. Oh, do you get the $1 million lumbar roll? No, I don't get that. But I do like those, but I mean, I don't do that. And so your intention becomes everything, because your thoughts, your feelings, and your images with intention creates your reality. So what you really, yes?
When people want to, when you want to talk about creating excellence in practice,
yes,
the first thing we want to think about is intention. Yes?
What is your intention? Correct. I intend to bring it on. And when I ask young doctors that, I intend to make a profit. Well, that's secondary. See? The profits are down the road. You first got to give the service before you get. Service is a byproduct of. Collections is a byproduct of services rendered. Did the Beach Boys get paid the money first, or did they write the song first? Well, they wrote the song first. Yeah. And listen to this song.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
I bet there's not many that play Good Vibrations on Sherman Internet Connect.
No, I think that's a first.
But that's
but
all about
it's one of
vibration,
the best.
Isn't it?
Tone. Founded on tone.
Correct. Tone, frequency, vibration. My goodness. As you said, got it all at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Do have to know what
Absolutely.
You're doing, though. Got to have an intention. My name is Schofield. That's right. The field is more important
I love it.
Max yep. Planck said, it's all about the field.
Right.
It's all about the field. There's an energy field in your office. How is it possible that the patient who he's going to see on Monday is on the same plane from Chicago to Fargo on Sunday morning? Unbelievable. Or believable.
Absolutely and, believable.
Ah, totally, man. It's going to happen for some of those people listening to this call. It's going to happen to them. They're going to think of somebody and that patient hasn't been in for a while. The only limit to practice, Dr. Danny, is yourself. That's the only limit there is.
It's the limit between your ears.
Well, that's the only limit.
Right.
You get your cortex and your... Well, you get the whole limbic system all in alignment. Now you can go to work. Now you can take action. When you hesitate, it even says in the big book, he who is uncertain hesitates, and he who hesitates is like a wave of the sea, agitated and tossed by the wind.
I'm going to just say something before I continue. For the people that are calling in, do us a favor and just hit *6 on your phone to mute your own phone. *6 will do that, or just hit mute on your phone so you don't have any background noise for those other than Dr. Fred. So, Dr. Fred, we have the field and we have intention. What else do we have as keys for excellence in practice?
Well, oh my goodness, the most important is your mind. That's complicated now. Why? Because your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Been around a while. So it's, I have this one doctor and he always, like he's tough on the patients. Like, you know, the patients never have money. Well, none of them do. But that's not the issue. Bruce Lee said the most dangerous person is the one who listens, thinks, and observes. Damn. Woo-hoo! I'm a martial artist. I've been studying the martial arts since the 70s. I was a professional rugby player before that. But one of the great martial arts said, where there is preparation, there is no fear. Okay. I'm kind of digging it now. So if you got anxiety in practice, it means you're not prepared. And so how can you, if there's internal concussion of fear, then the safety pin will destroy itself. D.D. Palmer is straight on, right on up. 80% of dis-ease, auto-suggestion. If you think you are, you are. And patients come in because they're in a state of anxiety. Is that you, Dr. Dan?
Not me. Not me. I don't know what that is. No. But I'm here. And
so
what I find in practice is that that preparation that you do before you go in of your mindset, your emotional set, your physical being, that mind, body, spirit prep that you do before you go in can absolutely make or break your day, meaning make it or break it if you don't do it.
Uh-huh. Well, you've always got to have a routine. If you played any professional sport, if you don't have a routine to prepare yourself for battle, then you're not going to get paid to play. I sometimes look at our profession that we're quite childish, thinking that, you know, that the big forces will be nice to us. And I go, what are you talking about? You've got to be a professional chiropractor, and then you make the rules. You got to commit with passion. See, I don't dog on the other side because there's nothing to dog on. They don't work. It doesn't work. It's not. We are not chemical beings. That is one aspect. We are electromagnetic frequencies. We're all about the light. In fact, the old timers used to call it liquid light with cerebral spinal fluid. Bang! I'm all over that. And I was in high school in the 60s. What are you doing, Fred? I go, I'm turning on the light, Dad. He goes, man, you've been taking too much of that stuff, man. I said, no, Dad. It's a different kind of light. Liquid light was cerebral spinal fluid. You're all over that.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, if you take action, like if you just look confident. So for those that are listening, if they just close their eyes and they just see themselves confident and see the patient going, yes, yes, nod your head, yes. And they do a little routine. A little routine, man. Focus on the now. Just now. Right now. Had a doctor call me this morning. I don't feel right on. Okay. Right now. Just be with yourself right now. Imagine how good it's going to feel when you have served, we'll just say, 2 new patients in a day. 2 times 5 is 10. 1 in the morning. Have you done that before? Yes. And then, so the first one was focus on the now. The second one was trigger the feeling of what it feels like for that patient to come to your office. They're going to be all over it. Why? Because you're going to give them a sense of hope. A sense of, I can help you. Are you interested? If you feel that you're not triggering it, at the same time you feel that, you breathe. And breathing is complicated. Respiration. When we played rugby and you wanted the team to gel, now there's 22 people on a rugby team and you got 15 playing against 15, but you really have one's playing as one, 15 as one, and the other one's playing as 15. And so the thing you work on as a coach, as the captain of a team, is you work on who's the critical element, the critical voice who has doubt in them. And the one who has doubt, you have to make strong. And so they breathe. We get them to breathe 12 times. The breath, the power of respiration. It's amazing. The chi, the prana, all these esoteric words that I studied. I've studied Tai Chi for 29 years. Studied karate, got my black belt from Mr. Shiromo. My lineage is from the beginning of karate in Okinawa, 1490. Mr. Shiroma's my guru. He's the most amazing cat on the planet.
I'm here to...
He's
and
in his
I have
80s,
no doubt.
Dr. Dan, and he still practices every day. And then, the fourth thing is, you got to cheer yourself on. You got to say, You've got to be positive. Man, I'm optimistic. Today's the greatest day of my life. That's how you do it. Now, this four little steps. Focus on the now. Feel what it feels like to get two new patients tomorrow morning and two tomorrow afternoon. That's four. You do that five times, that's 20 a week. And we know the difference between double-digit new patients a week and single digits like three or two is not even on the charts.
Right.
And then you breathe. Right. And I can train anybody to get double-digit new patients. It's one in the morning and one in the afternoon for five shifts. 5 days a week. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Everybody can do that. Nobody can say, nah, I don't want to do that. Well, if they do, they shouldn't be in chiropractic. And I've been predicting it for a long time. Chiropractors, the excited ones, are going to survive, and they always have. And that's who's going to run the show in the end. The ones who are passionate about the tick.
I want to tell you, I read something amazing about D.D. Palmer, which was that in that Ryan Block building, he had grown that practice, and they had 40 rooms. He had 40 rooms.
42.
42.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
In Davenport. There was
on the fourth
there.
Floor.
On the fourth floor. There was nothing in Davenport. Why would anybody go to Davenport? Other than to see D.D. Palmer, right? And right? And there was no internet, as far as I know.
Well, I mean, how did he get the word out?
I don't know. Exactly.
They asked BJ, how do you build a big practice? Results. That's it. And we still get, our techniques are just incredible today. Better than they've ever been. Ever. And I've been in practice 37 years. But, and, success is simple. Give patients what they want. The odds are quite simple. Out of 10 new patients a week, two are not going to stay for very long. Doesn't matter what you do. Two are going to complain about bloody everything. We say, listen, this may not be a good fit. You may have to go somewhere else. And you should expect 2 out of 10. That's the law. Another 2 of them are going to buy you for a long time. No matter what you do, they'll buy you for a long time. There have been patients who've been in my office for 35 years. And I have never told them, you got to be here every week. I never tell people that. You come in when you want to come in. When do you want to? What do you think is a good routine? Well, for my back, it's once a week. And it's interesting, Dr. Dan. I'm 63. I do a whole alpha coherence training. Don't worry about that. If they want to connect to me, they will find me. When the pupil's ready, that teacher appears. That's a fact. And you got to thank people. Holy cow. Express. Practice. Smile. We want to be the best in the business. You come to our office. If we are not the best in the state of Arizona, you let me know. And we want to know why we're not the best. It's fantastic. What a business. Where you tell the truth. What a concept. And the most important thing to school, why did I come over to America? Why? To learn the technique of chiropractic. You don't know, but I was at the first Donnie Epstein seminar.
I do know that. He told me that.
Yeah. We go back long time. He taught me that I still use to this day, spinal meningeal tension. It's freaking awesome, man. Now, there was an old-timer who taught me years ago. All the old-timers, they've all passed on now. If the patient doesn't hear it and the patient doesn't see it, then you don't exist.
Ah.
So, I asked the young doctors, did you tell them the story? Did you give them something to hand out? Did you give them a handout? And there's nobody listening who can't hand out something. Unbelievable. But if they don't hear it and they don't see it, you do not exist. So, let them start to see it. Smile. I got a good smile. I remember Dr. Dan. I used to, when I was 7 years old, I saw my first rugby game, and my mate, Stephen Daly, who I still know to this day, he got the captain's autograph, and from then on, I said, I'm going to be the captain. And I practiced signing the autograph. When I was 20 years old, a little kid came up to me, and he said, can I have your autograph? Oh, my goodness, I wish I knew that kid today, because I'd visualize that. And I was just so proud that that little kid wanted my autograph. So you improve your personality. We do a lot on that. Especially when the critical side of patients come out and they start to criticize you. Not easy. Not easy. Then it's not easy. You better be ready. How do you see 300 a day, 400 a day, 516? How do you do it? You don't argue. You just tell the patients, you're right. Face the question. You're right. The high volume guys, they transcend. They transcend bickering about nothing. Patients who have excuse will always have excuses. People who are excuse-driven will always have excuses. Always.
We always say, like, look, people are going to behave like people, and we still need to take care of them.
Yeah. Well, let's check you. That's the greatest phrase I ever. Took me 7 years to figure out what to say. I used to say, hi, how you doing? No. Let's check you face down. Let's check your spine. So if somebody says, I got a headache, face down, let's check you. Doc, my back's hurting. Face down, let's check you. Oh, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. That's a golden nugget right there. That is worth years. 7 years took me to figure that out. And I asked some of the giants, and they say, well, just why don't you treat their symptom? I said, I don't want to treat their symptom. One of my greatest motivators was Reggie Golden. Reggie loved me because of my spirit, and I'm not backing down to nobody. Nobody. But I'll buckle to anybody. I won't back down, but I'll buckle. But you won't know that I buckled. You won't know. Why? Because you're right. Well, I don't like chiropractic. You're right. Well, chiropractic doesn't work. You're right. Not for you. Face down, let's check you. Oh, man. 7 years. I used to say, how you doing? How you feeling? Oh, my goodness. I didn't want that. First of all, I'm not a psychologist. I know that. I'm a physiologist. Most questions we have in practice are about what? Psychology. Psychology. Of what? Doc, my shoulder's still hurting. You got that right. You're right. Why? Did you expect something different? You've been in three times. That's a psychological question, by the way.
Right.
Doc, my back's still hurting. You're right. You're right, it is. And it should be. You're 37 years old. You haven't taken care of it for 37 years. You've got... Do you want me to show you x-rays again? So you get it?
Yeah.
And I'm old school. I'm one of those old school chiropractors. And I love it. And the most important thing I teach is if success isn't planned, it's not success. If success isn't planned, it's not success. Wow, you were lucky. And the universe is organized. Mankind's not organized, as we know. We still got them teaching, take this medication for this. Well, high blood pressure is not high blood pressure. It's pressure on the circulatory system. That's a whole nother ballgame. I had a patient in the other day. Obviously, there's a death in the family. It's going to be quite stressful. And blood pressure was through the roof. Never used to take blood pressure. I do now. Why? Because I dropped it by 30 points. Well, how did you do that? Oh, I put on some sacral traction and got it to take some deep breaths. And her pulse was like at 117. She's 87. 117. And we dropped it down to 87. And it has not gone up since. How friggin' awesome is that? I'm going to write that up. And usually a death of a spouse is very stressful, and they usually want to put the elderly on Prozac. Meanwhile, that has got nothing to do with it. I got her breathing. We did some meditation, which we teach, and mindfulness meditation, and she calmed it all the way down. I do know what I'm doing, though. There's a difference. Well, that's what I teach. Most fired up cats on the planet. Oh, besides Sherman College Lyceum and Mile High. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Yep. I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Something that comes up in practice.
Yeah.
That I see. I see when people want to build their practice, they look for the home runs. They look for the thing that brings in 30 new patients, and they keep swinging for the fences. And I feel that practice success, and I'd like to see if you have the same opinion or maybe a different opinion, is not in the home runs. It's in all those singles. That's what wins the game.
The ones who get the most doubles win the championship, by the way.
Yep, there you go.
So, swinging for the fences and going for the home run and going for the jugular, and that's why prepays are going to take a beating in chiropractic. If you come to Arizona and you go to Sun City, and I'm 5 miles from Sun City, I got a huge geriatric practice. I love geriatrics. And, by the way, geriatrics is growing. The biggest population growth is in geriatrics. I even teach a class on how to take care of geriatrics.
Wow.
I think I'm the only one because everybody wants pediatrics, so I figure I'm going geriatrics. Well, my mother
never a dull moment.
Huh?
Never a dull moment. You're like Jack Burla.
Jack who?
Okay. Burla.
Jack
Burla.
Take
it easy.
Oh, okay, Burla.
He just got a little vulnerable there. So, how are you going to sell a prepaid to one of these geriatrics who comes in who is living on $1,500 a month? It's not happening, man. And we are swamped in our practice. We got it going on. Why? Because we serve. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Trust me. Divine order. The universe knows who's giving and who's not giving. And they know because your heart is connected to the universal heart. And heart stands from cuore. Cuore. In Italian, cuore Latin, it means courage. And it takes courage to live. It takes the heart. Heart's still crushing. More people die from heart attacks than anything else. Anything else. Long by a long shot. And I like them. They come in. And you can't believe where they come from, Dr. Knowles. The other side, Queen Creek. Go and have a look where I am compared to Queen Creek. It's unreal. They got to go through so much traffic and they come to the old man. Now, I don't put up with. They're always right. But I don't put up with stuff. Like if you miss an appointment, I'm gonna read you a little story. I'm going to read you a little story. Maybe I'll tell you the story.
So let me ask you this, one other area of practice, because you touched on it when you were talking about keys to excellence, keys to success and excellence in practice, which is that you're focusing on what you're going to get and you haven't even given the work yet.
Correct.
I always tell people that if they receive more, they better give more. And if they're not receiving enough, they're not giving enough.
Well, yeah, but what's the image of that? See, that giving, I don't get an image. I explain it that you have a dam, and the dam has a reservoir, but the reservoir is low. And so when there's demand down the river from the dam, and they need more water down the road, you better have reserves in your, and that's physiology, reserves. When you have
right.
reserves in your physiology, then you have enough water in the dam to serve the demands of the body. See, and I paint them a picture, and I have a lot of these pictures. In fact, I'll bring you one. I'll bring you one to Lyceum. And I just, that's physiological, and that's the truth. When you have reserves in your body, you feel stronger, you feel psychologically stronger, and you feel physiologically stronger because your body has more than enough. So I do heart rate variability on myself, and then my heart rate variability, I'm whacked out. My wife was a pharmacist. Anybody knows we are just crazy. You know the funny things, Dr. Dan, in our family, we got doctors and nurses and pharmacists. They're all on meds, and I'm the one who's not. But I'm the crazy one. My goodness. That's crazy. So what you work on, your reservoir. So you work on your, it's called Alpha Coherence Training. You can go on our website and read about that. It's the most amazing when you get into that alpha state in everything you do. So you have to meditate, yes. You have to work on your internal dialogue, yes. You have to work on your diet, yes. Not diet, nutrition. You got to take your Wuji Corella. I hammer it. All the time. You got to go green. These kids don't eat green. So we feed them Corella and spirulina because it's green. And we call it candy so they can eat some of them. because they're all carbs sugared up to the max. So we get, and the mothers today are working. They've got three kids, and then they'll get a phone call from the school, and then it's stressful today, man. Okay, not in Boulder, Colorado, but in Phoenix, for sure. Boulder, I was in Boulder in 1978. I bet it's not the same town as it was then.
Built up a little bit.
Yeah, it still gets cold
there. It's still wild and crazy.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. Used to be the running capital of America.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I loved training there in Boulder. We used to go to Estes Park. Isn't Estes Park above there?
One of my favorite places.
There you go.
One of my favorite places to tell people to visit. Now let me ask you.
Okay, carry on. Ask me something.
You're going to be speaking at Sherman at Lyceum.
Yeah.
We're going to be there in just a few days. I think 4 days from now.
Correct.
We'll both be there. I'm sure we'll get to have a drink at the bar together for sure.
Okay.
I think I owe you a drink.
You do.
So.
All
so
I know
what are you
is
going to be talking.
Go my presentation is going to be different than everybody else because Susan and I are presenting together, and we've never done that before. We do that our training, but we've never done that as speaking. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about a lot of things. Tactics in the world of healthcare. How to create the practice of your dream. Very complicated, I have to say. There's 10 rules we go over. Very difficult to create when chiropractors want to manage. They want to manage clinics and multiple doctors and all that. But to love what you do like we do, like old school, I'm a chiropractor. It's funny. I don't want to do anything else. You know, I retired for a while. I don't want to do anything else. Dr. Toughness was one of my teachers, and Dr. Martin Janess, probably people don't even know who that cat is. He was friggin' out there. They taught me all about the frequencies. And then we talk about Rhino digital membership that we have, and it's available to doctors, and it's just amazing. They call our office and they get everything we have. Everything. For like less than $197. It's crazy. Everything. YouTube videos, the whole tootie. And they get my Spurs talk, which is once a week on a Tuesday. I give an uncut Spurs talk for an hour. And we just let them have it. I got to do that tomorrow. I've been doing that, Dr. Dan, for 31 years. Every Tuesday, 52 weeks a year for 31 years. It's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking forward to your presentation at Lyceum. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I can't
wait.
What
are you talking about?
Well, I'm doing 3 hours on Thursday, and I'm going to be talking about network, but I'm going to be wowing people with what they never thought a chiropractic adjustment can do. I want to let them see the power of what the properly placed force at the right place and right time can change a person in front of their eyes in ways that they never knew.
Right on. There it is.
Because a chiropractic adjustment is much more powerful than anything to do with a joint.
Yeah.
Changes their whole life. When you focus on moving a bone and changing a joint, that's not what it's about.
Correct. It's a little bit bigger.
Okay, I want to chime in. I'm excited because I love chiropractic. So, Dr. Schofield, I haven't met you yet, but this is Lily Serrano.
Yeah.
And I know we're connected on social and through Jim Chester.
Okay.
But I'm super ecstatic about chiropractic. I've been a patient for over a decade, and I run an online advertising company for chiropractic. But that's besides the point. I love that. Recently, Dr. Eddie, I met Dr. Danny Knowles in person for the first time at the Berkshires, and that was a great event. But I have been mostly under the care of general chiropractic until recently. Dr. Eddie referred me to UC, to a local UC doctor. And it's been phenomenal and mind-blowing that I'm not adjusted every time I go in.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still holding my neck is jacked up. It's more straight than it is curved, but
yeah.
I have not been adjusted for the past 2 weeks. I'm going on 2.5 and I feel great.
Well, you have been adjusted, but you haven't been thrust upon.
I was adjusted. Well, what I mean is this. Normally, I'm a patient that needs to be adjusted every week because I was under general chiropractic, which is a different type of care.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I'm now under UC care, which is,
yeah,
as you know, upper cervical. And so I've never been adjusted by knee chest?
Uh-huh.
Knee chest adjustment.
Okay.
And it's been phenomenal. So I'm experiencing so many different benefits of chiropractic. I always have. But I'm super passionate and excited to spread about the benefits of chiropractic and how, I'm always talking to strangers about it.
Correct.
So I'm super excited that, you know, that you're still on fire. You still have a lot, you know, you have a lot of music still and experience that, you know, you're going to be sharing. I know you're going to be sharing at Lyceum. I won't be there, unfortunately. But I just wanted to tell you my experience has been phenomenal. I always profess chiropractic as a patient,
uh-huh,
and an advocate. But, yeah, it's exciting.
Sure it is. Most exciting trip I ever took in my life. I arrived in this country for $30. And by the way, I got adjusted by everyone until I found what I want to do. See?
Really?
Your functional analysis, we deal with upper cervical and we deal with
sacral. Okay.
And there's no cracking backs, but some people, that's their level of understanding. I get that.
Right.
I get it. I get that there are chemical people in this world that think that if I take a high blood pressure medication, I'll be healthy. And you know what? There are a few like that. My father was a medical doctor, and when Susan was a pharmacist, my wife, they'd put them on meds, and in those days, they would actually take them off their meds after a certain period. That doesn't happen today.
Yeah.
See? So, the symptom treating is a whole nother ballgame. But in high performance, if you got a frozen shoulder or you've had a pinched hip, you say, well, we're going to have to get in there and sort it out if you want to play tomorrow. See? So there's different levels of chiropractic, and I get it. I'm not into this one size fits all. And I'm the most acceptable of everything because I've studied everything. Not everything, but I've studied a lot of techniques. Why? Because I think innate does the healing in the end. And it's the doctor's confidence in their application that triggers the patient's confidence in the doctor. And when there's innate to innate communication, there's a healing going on. So if you found the right healer for you, praise the Lord. That's awesome. I still go to my original chiropractor, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I got adjusted one time before I went to Palmer College. One time.
Wow.
Why? Because Bertolotti syndrome is a mechanical issue. It's where L5 vertebra grows. Mine's not fused, but those that are fused. And I have a lot of patients who have that. And by the way, most of them will clear out, 80% that is, will clear out with an upper cervical adjustment.
Wow.
But there's 20% where it's a little bit more complicated. I believe in the emotions, the glandular system. Mm. But mm-hmm. I also believe in the digestive system. I believe in the elimination system. I believe in the respiratory system. I believe in everything. I love
Africa. How can
like
you not?
Huh?
How can you not? It's all connected. I mean, you can't chop off an arm without it affecting the other arm or your leg. Or yeah, we're all,
cancel,
everything
cancel,
is connected.
Cancel. Delete, delete. We don't like those pictures. No, delete it from my screen. I'm not into it. I bust my finger once. Cancel, cancel, cancel. I'm fanatical, if you don't know that. That's why I'm still the most fired up cat you've ever met in your life. Because
you are. You have more energy than I do.
The outside ain't getting on the inside of this boat. Don't let the outside get on the inside. If they can take you down, they will take you down. They ain't taking me down. Sorry. Not on my watch.
Yeah.
Make your attitude change the world, not the world change your attitude. Because then you got no philosophy.
Amen.
And if you don't have philosophy, you don't have technique. Period.
Mm.
But the technique is what builds the philosophy. And I always tell the story. So, did the philosophy of chiropractic come first, or did the adjustment come first? Well, the adjustment to Harvey Lillard came first. And so our adjustment is the most... I came over to this country to learn how to adjust. And that's what I try and tell the students. Get into that school and learn how to adjust. And if they don't adjust in that school, get out of that school. Because without an adjustment, you can talk all philosophy all you want. Without an adjustment. And there's non-force, and there's force, and there's electromagnetic adjustment. There's an emotional adjustment. Oh, my goodness. Everything's an adjustment. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. May wake a few people up now.
Oh, my
gosh.
Why?
Because it's all
effects. So, Dr. Fred,
yes?
What day are you speaking at Sherman Lyceum?
I'm speaking on Friday from 4 to 6.
Friday. Friday, that's 4 to 7? Is that what you said, 4 to 7?
4 to 6.
4 to 6. 4 to 6. Okay. Well, we look forward to being at Lyceum with you. I know it's going to be an amazing Friday. Look forward to buying you a drink after 6 o'clock, after
correct.
You finish. Over at the Marriott.
Don't contribute to him drinking before.
Yeah, it's
well, going
to be an incredible, Sherman Lyceum is going to be amazing.
Yeah, bring it on. Let's do it.
Bring it on. And I'm glad you and Susan will both be speaking. That'll be awesome. And I want to thank you for taking your time and being on the Sherman Connect
yes.
call, and also for always being at Lyceum and giving so much to Sherman College. We're so grateful for all you do to inspire our students, our alumni, and so many chiropractors throughout the world. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Sherman Connect.
Yeah.
This is the final episode of Sherman Connect after 7 years running, and we are grateful that the Sherman College Board of Trustees has brought this to the chiropractic profession for 7 years. It's made an amazing impact on the profession. Thank you all for being, and thank you everyone at Sherman College.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Fred.
Okay, everyone.
Bye-bye.